Manishna denwe maganiduk. Nabekwa wa au. Gipita shindan mino agadenwe winanan. Pegish mino ayay ignongum. We weni besintaman gedagi kendan ge abe bangi ge kedunge go ochupoe mung. So this is Nabek, and thanks for listening. I hope everything's going well with you. We're going to talk about Anishinaabe language for a little while, and hopefully this will help you out and expand your understanding of how our language works and different ways things can be said. Nungo mita shwita shindaman gego eshi deshinja gaswa ta wia, when there's at least one or two people. So it's going to be what we'd call plurals. So what's they, what are they doing, that kind of thing. So we're going to go, there's going to be consecutive installments of this, different kinds of words. And sometimes the ending of words changes how a they type statement is made. For instance, if you're just talking about someone speaking Ojibwe, would be Ojibwe mo. But if you're talking about they speak Ojibwe, you would say Ojibwe mo wak. Okay? Now, Ojibwe mo ends with a vowel, but there are other words that don't end with a vowel. And you could say things like Minwe ndam, he's happy. But if it's more than one person, you would say Minwe ndamuk. Minwain Damuk. So it's a difference between wug and oog. And I'm a little bit suspicious those are really the same sound. And because of writing the language these days, that it's kind of become pronounced wug and oog, which is a little bit inaccurate. But we'll talk about that as we go along. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. So the first action word that I want to use to talk about they and us and you guys would be Ojibwe mo. And we already stated Ojibwe mo talks about he or she can speak Ojibwe. It can also mean he or she is speaking Ojibwe at the moment. And you'll use the context or the setting of your conversation to determine which one you mean. It'll be understood. Okay? So when we say they are speaking Ojibwe, we would say Ojibwe mo wak. Ojibwe mo wak. They are speaking Ojibwe, or they speak Ojibwe. Okay? We can slap a tense on there. They were speaking Ojibwe. Gi Ojibwe mo wak. Gi Ojibwe mo wak. So you can add a group of people like Gi Ojibwe mo wak kwe wak. The women speak Ojibwe, or they were speaking Ojibwe. Gi Ojibwe mo wak kwe wak, or Gi Ojibwe mo wak ngitizi mak. My parents were speaking Ojibwe, or they spoke Ojibwe. However, it's understood in context. Or you could change the tense into a future intentive, a future I want to, wish to, desire to, which would be we. We Ojibwe mo wak. We Ojibwe mo wak, which could be understood as they wish to speak Ojibwe, they will speak Ojibwe, they want to speak Ojibwe. All of those type of ideas are included in this. We Ojibwe mo wak. So you just add a group of people. We Ojibwe mo wak. Nini janisak. My kids will speak Ojibwe. My kids want to speak Ojibwe. That kind of idea. So, nini jani suk, my children, right? We Ojibwe mo wak. They will speak Ojibwe, or they want to speak Ojibwe, they wish to, whatever. Properly, you'd put the people last in the sentence like that. We Ojibwe mo wak, nini jani suk. Okay? So, and without the gi or the we before the word Ojibwe mo, and when you just say Ojibwe mo wak, they are right now presently speaking Ojibwe or can speak Ojibwe. But what if you wanted to say they don't, or they can't, or they aren't speaking? And this is a way that it can be said. Gawin Ojibwe mo si wak nini janisak. gawin Ojibwe mo siwak nini janisuk. My children do not speak Ojibwe, or my children are not speaking Ojibwe. Gawin Ojibwe mo siwak nini janisuk. So if we examine this a little closer, we have gawin and siwak that are bracketing the word ojibwemo, which is the action word. So siwak is a negation of them guys. Okay, so and really it was helpful for me to think of the si as it attaches to the action word, in this case ojibwemo, and it makes it not happen. So it wants to be right there. As soon as you put gawin in there, that si just wants to connect itself to the action word, and the wug is denoting them. Gawin Ojibwe mo siwak. Now, you don't have to think of things in such technical terms, but it helps to be able to break it down and understand what the different parts are doing. So, gawin Ojibwe mo siwak nini janisuk. My children do not speak Ojibwe, or are not speaking Ojibwe. So, spoken in the positive, Ojibwe mo wug nini janisuk. My children speak Ojibwe, or my children are speaking Ojibwe. So let me back up for a second, and the word nini janisuk. Ni janis is a child or someone's child. Nini janis, my child. Nini janis ug, that ug on the end makes it more than one, and it turns it into my children. Nini janisuk. Okay? So the rule of thumb to follow here is, and when you look at the word ojibwemo, it ends with a vowel sound. So this pattern, what you're learning today, is going to work for almost many types of words that end with a vowel. Okay? Like you say, we sine, that ends in a vowel. We sine wak, they are eating. You can add a tense, past tense. Gi we sinewak, they did eat or were eating. Or they will eat. We sinewak. We sinewak. That we on the front. They will, they want to, they desire to. Okay? And you can use the gawin statement. Gawin we sinisiwak. They are not eating. Okay? Or gawin gi we sinisiwak, they did not eat. Gawin we sinisiwak, they don't want to eat. It can even be the idea of they don't intend to eat. Gawin we sinisiwak. So all the things that we've talked about to this point can apply to this word. So we can use a variety of words that end with a vowel, but it has to be an action word, okay? So you can take aye kozi, somebody is tired. See, it ends with the vowel, aye kozi. Aye kozi wak, they are tired. Gi aye kozi wak, they were tired. We aye kozi wak, they will be tired. Okay? Gawin aye kozi si wak, they are not tired. Gawin gi aye kozi si wak, they were not tired. Gawin we aye kozi si wak, they will not be tired. So the rule of thumb is when it ends with a vowel like that and you're talking about those guys, you would use wak. Okay? And if you're going to make it not happen or use a gawin statement, it would become gawin and si wak. Gawin aye kozi si wak. Gawin Ojibwe mo siwak, however you want to say that right now. And of course, the tenses gi and we will attach to the front of your action word. Okay, and there are exceptions to all of these things, but for right now, just a general rule of thumb. I don't know what's going on with my mouth today. I'm having a hard time making these words in English. Wow. Mio o bangi wa te shindaman nu go miguch a pichi bisindawi ek. I'm paying meanwhile, but the kin will know the shindaman. I'm hoping these things are useful, and that's as much as I want to talk about today. Nabe kwa sanin, I'm Nabik, me iyo, me gwech.